that element is special, mm-hmm. because see, we've had him 7 years and got him when he was a baby. We're so attached to him. I hate to admit it, but we're more attached to him than we are the older one. But it's human nature. A person that knows would understand that you can't possibly be as attached to one that you get when he's 12 and only having 2 years, mm-hmm. as one that you get when he's 2. So helpless, mm-hmm. and keep it until he's 9, there's a difference there, and I'm sure anyone would understand the difference. Now, I bend over backwards trying to keep from being partial, and I claim that I'm not partial to the little one. And I believe you'd get the big one to agree with you on that, because I don't want to show partiality. I want him to feel that it is his home as well as John's. Actually, he had no choice as to where his home was, and it was either me or an orphan's home. And on the other hand, we didn't have much of a choice. I wouldn't have turned him down, but he had an aunt that lived here, and he had an uncle, his father's brother and sister, he had an uncle that lived in Wagner County.
Oh my goodness.
Nobody wanted him.
Oh, no, he's a happy boy now.
And it was either, well, he was old enough to realize, I'm sure, that he didn't have a choice, mm-hmm. as to where he went. And I don't want him to feel that he's living with me because he has to. Mm-hmm. I want him to understand that he's wanted in that home, which he is. We were proud to get him because John was never selfish. We wouldn't let him be. Mm-hmm. But it's better to rear two rather than one.
It is.
It's much better.
Our big girl was 4 before the little one was born. It's quite apparent. She resents her. She remembers the good years that she had. She was all alone.
John, we didn't ever have any trouble with him. When anyone would come with a small child near his age or anything, he would go into his, if he couldn't get the child to go in the room with him. And by the way, we showered him with toys and gifts.
Mm-hmm. And you can't help that.
No, you can't. And if he couldn't get the child to go in his room with him, he'd go in and get arms or toys and bring them out and dump them right in front of him, go back and get another one. Here they are, help yourself. And if he was playing with a toy and another child wanted it, he'd just hand it to him, go get him something else. He's been that way all his life.
Oh, that's good.
And he's on. He plays ball with the little league team, you know. And they have a program here for the school age on up. And the coach had trouble getting guys to play, be catcher. Hmm. You can't out of 100 boys, I'd be saying you wouldn't find 2 that want to be catcher.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, John is volunteering. Can you see anybody do it?
That's the most responsible position I've ever taken.
That's his way. He used to, he'd do it. Make everybody happy. He'd be catcher. And so John's catcher.
Oh, after your wife does the washing, then does she do anything with it?
She hangs it on the line. She doesn't have a... well, she rinses and starches, then hangs it on the line.
What does she carry it out in?
We have a couple of clothes baskets that she uses plastic.
Those plastic ones are handy, aren't they? We got one, and I think the rascal broke about the second day. So my wife carries it on the dishpan.
She has always condemned me for